What is your beef with Kathy Bacon? Because I noticed that during the number one fan, by the way, if you haven't listened to the Big Fatty number one fan show, you can skip the whole damn thing. I'm telling you. Here's what happened. It's a 20 minute show. And literally the first 18 minutes and a half is him reading people's emails. Wow.
Well, isn't that what his whole show is?
Wow. Adam Burns writes in and says, I want to be the number one fan because I hate Kathy Bacon and I think she should die a painful death. I think she should die on the day of the Super Bowl because I think that would be perfect. I mean, it's like that was, it was just like that one after the other. And oh, and then who else wrote in? It was like Stevie Wonder wrote in and said, I think I should be number one fan because I'm blind and black.
I did not say that I wanted Kathy Bacon to die a horrible death, nor did I say.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
If you haven't listened to the Big Fatty number one fan show, you can skip the whole damn thing.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3660 of the BFO for Monday, the 14th of February, 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, it's the start of year number 15. Big Fatty, that's not what you said on for rank day. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope your VD is going well. Big Fatty. Y'all can't believe. Y'all, first of all, let's just address the elephant in the room. Big Fatty, Granny's not here. No. How about the old guy? No. y'all on the for right little show, y'all, I made a big deal about how I couldn't believe I'd been doing this for 13 years and blah, 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 blah. Y'all, it was the end of year 14. So today is the start of year number 15. Well, actually, I guess yesterday. Y'all, the first BFO was February the 3rd back in 2008. And here we are starting year number 15. Big Fatty, they said it wouldn't last. No, I'm sorry. I said that wrong. They hoped it wouldn't last. Well, it lasted. So, and y'all, it's VD, and y'all, I didn't really talk about VD in the week coming up. You know, I usually play all kinds of VD music, but y'all didn't do that, and y'all ran across that little musical nugget from Alive American Style, and y'all, it's just lovely. Just lovely. And y'all, who doesn't love Alex Lefebvre? Big Fatty, I know I do. Y'all, I'm wondering if Alex Lefebvre is watching the Big Brother Because, you know, they got two of the homosexuals on there. And yes, Big Fatty Ed, yes, but it's not as good as the Love Island, though. Well, I know. He has his favorites. But anyway, y'all, I say it every year, and I mean it. Y'all, don't let Valentine's Day be a downer for you. Y'all, Big Fatty will be your Valentine. Y'all, I'm your Valentine every day, 5 days a week. Big Fatty, 6 days this week. It's true. Y'all, I'll be your Valentine anytime you want. And so just know Big Fatty is giving you a big old hug. And Big Fatty, now you've gone and made it just creepy. I can't believe it. I knew you'd make it creepy. Music, it's true. Y'all, now, full disclosure, I'm recording this prior to the Superb Owl. So y'all, I don't know who won or which commercials I'm gonna like the best, but y'all, if you listen to the halftime show, I'll recap some of that, but y'all never heard from the number one sports ball correspondent of the BFO. You know, that's that Mean Keen. I don't know if he had a favorite team or not, but anyway, y'all, what was I saying, Big? Hey, we don't know. Y'all, last time I talked to you was Thursday when I recorded the Friday little show. And y'all, Thursday night, y'all, I've just been trying to catch up on some things on the TV machine. Oh, y'all, I did hook it. I think I told you that I'm thinking about getting rid of the cable TV. Because, y'all, it's just expensive. It's expensive as the devil. And, y'all, the only thing that I would really miss would be the ESPN and the sports ball for the Atlanta Braves. But y'all, I think I can get that pay for a subscription, which would still be cheaper than the monthly cable bill. But y'all, I got a over the air TiVo, and so I hooked it up on Friday. I guess I'd hooked it up on Friday. maybe it was Thursday. I don't know. But y'all, it works like a charm. Y'all, it was so simple. So simple. And y'all, I probably get 30, 35 channels just over the air. And so I've worked on recording a few little shows on it just to see how it operates. Because, you know, I bought it. And it has a 30-day money-back guarantee, so I'm just trying it out, and if it doesn't work, then I'll send the bitch back. Ready? y'all, on Friday, over the weekend, I'll get to that in a minute. Friday, y'all, the Nip stopped by and helped me get set up for Friday at Fatty's. Y'all, we had the Loaded Nacho Bar and the Street Cone and M&M's for dessert. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, it was a lovely evening. Everybody was here except young Ryan and young Jonathan. Both of them, young Ryan was out of town, and young Jonathan was chefing it up. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, lots of drinking on for right night. And y'all, it was y'all, just to let you know, y'all, nowadays I rarely drink on Friday nights. I maybe every once in a while I'll have a glass of the sangria, But y'all, I just as soon drink some hot tea. In fact, let me just have some of that right now. But y'all, you know, it's all good. You don't have to drink to have a good time. And everybody got here, and we had our, it was Mr. Pickle and Granny and Durwood and young Nicholas and the Nip and me. And it was just lovely. Just lovely. And everybody was gone by about 9 o'clock. And I was tired. And everybody was sniffling and everything. I don't know what's going on. You know, the Nip had a little chest cold kind of thing last week. Like on Wednesday, and he was saying it came back, and y'all, I was beginning to get the sniffles and sneezing and all that kind of stuff too, and so y'all, I've been drinking, taking the IBU friends, and y'all running a little bit of a fever, but it seems to have come down now. But y'all, I just decided, let's air on the side of caution. And y'all, I've taken the Omicron test, and y'all, it is not the Omicron. It's no wonder that everybody has got the sniffles and sneezes. Y'all, one day it's 75 degrees, and the next day it's down at below freezing. Y'all, it's that time of year, and when it goes like up to 75, everything starts blooming, and then you got the pollen everywhere. Y'all, it's too much. Too much. So I know some of you are thinking, oh, Big Fanny has gotten the Omicron. Well, I don't. y'all, we do still get colds, believe it or not. And Friday night, y'all, poor Durwood. Y'all, Durwood is, you know, the age range is Granny and then me. You know, I'm 2 years younger than Granny until August. And then Durwood and the Nip. Durwood and the Nip are right there together. I think Durwood's a little bit older than the Nip. And then it's, I think it's Ryan and then young Nicholas and Mr. Pickle and young Jonathan. Y'all, Durwood had been great in the grape. Be ready? Y'all, my father used to say that. I'm a little great in the grape. Y'all, he used to drink. What did he used to drink? What was that wine that he used to drink? It was, it'll come to me. It was just shit wine. But great in the grape. But y'all, Durwood was having trouble saying, he was trying to describe some cheese, and y'all, he kept saying, that he really liked the Havalardi, Havalardi. Y'all, Havalardi, y'all, we couldn't understand what the fuck he was talking about, and y'all, he finally pulled it up on, he's trying to say Havarti, but he kept saying Havalardi, Havalardi, be Fanny, Havalardi, have a Havalardi party for Farty. It's pretty much, y'all, we got so tickled, y'all, Blue Nun was the wine, y'all, it's just awful. Just awful. anyway, y'all, by the way, I don't feel bad. It's just there's the congestion and all of that. But y'all, when you're getting a cold or something like that, y'all, I'm convinced there is nothing better than a hot shower. A hot shower, I tell you. Yes, Big Betty, to clean up a hot mess. It's true. But anyway, y'all, Saturday, Everybody, everybody else was going to go out to the Dudley Do-Rights on Saturday night. And, then all of a sudden, the Nipper's like, I don't really feel good. And Durwood, I'm kind of under the weather. And, young Nicholas, I'm not going to go. I don't feel great. And, I don't know if Mr. Pickle went or not, but Granny felt fine. And he went out and y'all, he was sending us pictures and he was having a gay old time. Yes, Big Betty, without all of y'all being an anchor around his neck. Well, maybe. And, but y'all, it looked like he had a good old time. And, y'all then, y'all have done my nipple. Y'all, over the weekend, the Apple clock, keeps up with you with, how much you walk and all that kind of stuff and all. Y'all, over the weekend, I completed 365 days of closing my exercise ring. I think that was the one. y'all, it was quite an accomplishment. Even the Apple clock says, you're doing pretty good there, old fart face. Fart pants. So y'all, I was kind of proud of that. But I've done my nipple walk all weekend. Felt fine to get out and do that. A little loopy Sunday morning, but y'all, it helped to get out and get fresh air. And I bundled up and everything. But y'all is going to 73 on Sunday, and then 35 Sunday night. So y'all will all be sick for the rest of the week. And y'all, then I told the group. I said, well, I've got the leftover. Y'all, I didn't tell you. We had the loaded nachos, but y'all, for the appetizer, I may have mentioned this. Y'all, I bought one of those sourdough round loaves at the Von's East, and y'all, I cut it open to make like a bread bowl, and y'all, I heated up the Von's East buffalo chicken dip. Y'all, it is so good. Even Mr. Pickle, he says, I hate to admit this, but this is absolutely delicious. And y'all, cubed up the bread that I had cut out of the inside. And y'all, ate every bit of it. Y'all, we still got the bowl, and I've got another thing of the buffalo chicken dip. So, gonna put that out for the superb owl. And y'all, I've talked to Veda. Y'all, he's evidently been doing some humpity bumpity with Carpenter Larry. And so y'all, and one other thing, y'all, a voice from the past, y'all don't know him, but y'all, well, you may have known, I may have mentioned him on the older shows, the Haunt Cub will be able to tell me, y'all, the Pekka Checker, who used to go to the, sent me a message on the cellular telephonic device saying, I was just had you on my mind and I wanted to make sure you're still above ground. I said, thank you for calling. But y'all, then he called me and we just had a nice little conversation. And y'all, that's the kind of thing you can do for VD is just reach out to someone and say, hey, I've been thinking about you, and I just wanted to call and say hello and know that you've been on my mind and that I appreciate your friendship. And y'all, you know, it's that random act of kindness is what VD is all about. Yes, Big Patty, that and getting a shot of penicillin. But y'all, that's pretty much has been my weekend. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday and a lovely VD. Big Fatty's here to be your VD. Big Fatty, you love to spread the VD to all of your listeners, all the VD love. It's true. And y'all, don't forget, Tuesday's half-price VD Candy Day. Big Fatty, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, that's an old little show. That was the Dubious Intentions. That was old Crooked Hat and Daniel Bieber. And Daniel, I know you're a big fan. fan of the BFO. Big Fatty unsubscribed. Any advice for new listeners of the BFO?
If you haven't listened to the Big Fatty Number One Fan Show, you can skip the whole damn thing.
Oh, you can skip the whole... Well, yeah, you can skip this too. I mean, you know, but sometimes it's addictive.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.